Hey everybody, James Giebanks here with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How to Transform Bait Stations from Failing to Five-Star Success. Is your bait station program failing to control rodents? You're not alone. Today I'm going to reveal why 80% of bait stations are placed incorrectly and how proper placement can double your control success. Trust me, these little boxes aren't just rat restaurants. They're strategic weapons in our war against rodents. Let's talk placement strategy. Think of your building's perimeter like a football field. You need defenders at every crucial point. Focus on corners where our furry friends love to run and entry points where they're trying to score. Here's the golden rule: never space stations more than 50 feet apart. Rats are lazy, just like my brother-in-law. They won't travel far for a meal if they don't have to. Now for station maintenance. This isn't a set-it-and-forget-it situation, folks. Monthly bait checks are crucial, and you need to rotate those baits like a DJ switches tracks. Clean those stations regularly. A dirty bait station is about as effective as a chocolate teapot. Check for damage, too. Rodents love turning these things into chew toys. Documentation is your best friend here. I know, paperwork isn't sexy, but neither is a failed rodent control program. Map every station, keep detailed activity logs, and track bait consumption like you're counting calories on a diet. This data tells you where the party's happening and where you need to beef up security. Let me share a quick success story. Last month, at a food warehouse, we had a situation that was driving everyone nuts. We relocated just 3 stations from random spots to high-traffic corners. The result? Rodent captures shot up 300% in 2 weeks, solving a stubborn 6-month infestation. Sometimes it's not about adding more stations, it's about working smarter, not harder. Here's your homework. Start today. Walk your perimeter, channel your inner rodent, and identify those active trails. Move your stations to building corners within 10 feet of those trails. Then track your results for 2 weeks. I guarantee you'll see a difference. Remember, folks, successful rodent control is like a good marriage. It takes attention, commitment, and regular maintenance. But unlike marriage, you actually want these relationships to end. This has been James Giebanks with the Pittsburgh Rodent Control Show.